Take your Bibles and go to 1 Samuel chapter number 3. Was I supposed to tell what I'm doing and all that stuff too? I'm a ministry representative, amen. What is that? I just go after people, recruit people, try to get people hooked up. If you know anything about Rock of Ages, we used to have staff evangelists, if you want to call it that. Brother Benny Hatfield was one of them, if you all know that name from years ago. And they went into churches and preached revivals and camp meetings, and I was doing a lot of that anyway. And they said, why don't you be a representative with the ministry? So that's what I do now. 6 months ago, 4 years ago, I couldn't even spell representative. Still can't, but I has one. Amen. But I go after people. I introduce churches to our ministry, get people up. Brother Noack, you left us. I was heartbroken, and I was upset with you, church, that you took my good buddy from me there for a little while. I was a little bitter. I ain't going to lie to you, but I got over it. Amen. And you got a good man when you got Brother Vinoy, but Brother Vinoy left, and Brother Vinoy was just a couple of us left up there, and we done Pennsylvania. Y'all know the backlog, how we done that state a lot, and done Virginia, Maryland, places like that, and Delaware. And I'll never forget, we pulled in through a church up there. You may not have known about it. It was a Dry Run Independent Baptist Church, and some of our men said, you can forget about coming here. You can forget about preaching in this church. You can forget about you, of all people, talking about me, said, you'll never get an opportunity here. I'm like, wow. I don't like being told never. I don't like being told no. Amen. I'm dyslexic. I'll turn it around and turn it to on. I'll go on. Amen. You get that after a while. Amen. But anyway, it kind of bothered me, and I thought, well, I'll just let it alone. So 2020 hit, and COVID hit. We shut down. Can't go back to Pennsylvania. And now I'm up in Pennsylvania preaching camp meetings and revivals all the time. I'm up there more now preaching in revivals than I was doing prison. Ain't that amazing? And one of the churches that I'm preaching at the most was the one that everybody said I'd never preach in. Amen. Ain't that good? Ain't that God? Amen. Ain't God good? Anyway, 1 Samuel chapter 3, when you found your place, let's all stand in reverence for reading of God's Word. Got to get this off my chest tonight, amen. 1 Samuel chapter number 3, you know the story here, verse number 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And there, now watch this now, and there the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, and the ark of God was, where the ark of God was, and Samuel laid down to sleep. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to exalt your name tonight. Lord, I know I stand in a place that no man stands alone, Lord. Lord, this is a great work here, great church. But Lord, it's great because they've got a great God, Lord, that blesses and touches them. Lord, help us tonight, Lord, to stand for a little while and preach, Lord, the blessed word of God. Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You may be seated. I want you to tell you something. Listen, in lieu of what's happened this week, listen, did any of y'all have any power outages? Amen. So we can relate to this message that God has given me. Amen. Listen, we've been in a power outage. Most experienced the power being out. Maybe it's because of a big snow. I don't know how many y'all get. Y'all get some. Amen. I remember when I moved to South Carolina, they said in Greenville, South Carolina, said, boy, everybody thought I moved to the beach. It wasn't the beach. I was at the foot of the mountains. Amen. And everybody said, it don't never snow in Greenville. First year I was there, it snowed 4 times, and we had 6 ice storms, amen. It got bad down there, and the power went out, amen. You know what that's like, ice storms, wind, rain, hurricanes, tornado. How about this? Wreckage can cause a power outage. You say, what are you talking about? Somebody going down the road, and their car veered off the road and hit the light pole, and knocked the light pole down. Man, that wreckage will cause a power outage. How about in our lives? Listen to me, I'm going somewhere. Sometimes we have wreckages in our lives that cause the power to to go out, amen. Amen. Ain't that right, amen? Listen what I'm saying tonight. Listen, hang on, we're going somewhere. Oh, listen, listen. Or maybe, have you ever been like I have been? Maybe you didn't pay the power bill. Y'all been there? I'm about the only preacher that might admit that as being a preacher. I've been a missionary. Go to a meeting and get a phone call from my wife. She said, you pay the power bill? And I'm like, I thought I did. See what a power's out, amen. You need to do something. It never fails. It'll happen once in a blue moon. I know y'all good Baptists, y'all don't ever, but it happens to me, amen. And I look back and I'm like, oh no, I forgot to pay it, amen. And boy, they don't go, they don't take that, amen. They don't take that, say amen right there. And I know y'all don't cut me off, but listen, I want to get where you live tonight, amen. Power is in the Bible 272 times. In verse number 3, we see the lamp of God went out, amen. I said the lamp of God went out, amen. This was never supposed to happen, amen. Somebody help me right there. Amen. It was never supposed to happen. We see that in Exodus 27:20. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring pure olive beaten for the light and cause the light to burn always, amen. Now I'm looking up here, brother, and all you need to get somebody clean this desk up here. I'm looking for somewhere to throw my leg up here and I can't get it on here and it's killing me, amen. Because I'm one of them that do that kind of stuff. Amen, ain't that right? Oh, but listen what I'm saying. Listen, it was never, ever supposed to go out. God commanded there be olive oil for the lamp and it was to burn always. Would you agree with me? I mean, the light of God should burn in this place, amen. The light of God ought to burn in us, amen. But what about when the power goes off? This weekend the power went off. Everywhere I went, I was flicking switches. Knowing the power's off, amen. Went to the sink, turned the water, had no water. Well, we somehow reserved the water as much as we could, filled up 5-gallon buckets. I knew it was coming, amen, to flush the toilet. No, I'm talking about, amen. You ain't lived till you done that, amen. Thank God for indoor plumbing, amen. I've heard tales of years ago that churches, they split because they voted to put in an indoor John. Amen. I say hallelujah for indoor plumbing. Somebody help me right there. Amen. I'm listening. You don't know how much you need or want that power until it's gone. Sometimes we take it for granted in the house of God, what we got in the house of God. The power of prayer, the power of singing, the power of praise, the power of preaching, amen. I mean, so many people today have watered down their preaching, amen. They've watered down their praise. They've watered down their praying, amen. We need the light of God back on in the house of God, amen. Oh, listen, in this message we'll see tonight, we'll see the example of power outages. Listen, when writing this, when I was writing this message, I've got a little headlamp, and when you get older, are you like I am? I bought Miss Paula a high-dollar bed so she could raise this side and raise that side, but I made a mistake, Brother Noah. I didn't get a king size. I got a queen size because I didn't want it to fill up the room, and that's a big mistake. Why? Because I don't sleep like she does, amen. So now I sleep on the couch. Been sleeping on the couch a long time because I've got a sleep machine. I snore and that thing goes off and it makes all kinds of noise. Huh? Somebody help me right there, amen. Now it's got to be in the recliner. Here's what I'm saying. I get up real early in the morning now. You know what I'm talking about? You don't sleep as late anymore. When I was a teenager, Brother Sam, I could sleep all night. I could sleep to 12 o'clock the next day. The older you get, the less sleep you can do, amen. Oh, I would to God I could sleep to about 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, wouldn't you? Amen. But I got this little headlamp, and I put that little headlamp on in the morning so I don't have to set lights on. I get in my Bible, and I get in that precious time with the Word of God. Are you with me? I get into that gold. I get into digging in that gold. I get into that sweet stuff, amen. And some of it, I got literally hundreds of thousands of messages wrote down that I'll probably never get to preach twice just for me in them morning times, amen. That morning manna. But this particular morning I was studying this message, that headlamp kept going off. It kept going off. I couldn't see the Word of God. I started getting upset. So I got a backup. I got a bigger one my wife bought me. That thing give you a headache. It's big right here and it's big back here. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. I mean, it goes on a hard hat, and I ain't used a hard hat in several years now. Amen. I put that thing on, it makes a spot on my head, cut that thing on, and boy, it illuminates. Man, you can see everything. Man, you can see, if there's if the cat's drug in fleas, man, you can see everything in the house, amen. I'm sitting there, I'm like, wow, I can see. What power, amen. I'm sitting there writing down. And you know what happened? That lamp went out. And I thought, how befitting to this message. Two headlamps went out. What'd you do, preacher? I went to another backup, another one. It's a bigger one. I clip on. It didn't go out. But I thought, ain't this just like God? The examples of power outages. How about this? We'll see the extent of power outages. All the problems that it causes. Extent means the degree of what something is spread. How about this? We'll see this tonight. We'll see the effects of power outages. Who it affects, amen? The consequences of it tonight. Are you with me, amen?
Yeah.
We need the power of God in our lives to lighten the way. Would you agree with me? To illuminate for others. We need the power of God to help you preach. You need the power of God to help you pray. You need the power of God to help you persuade. You need the power of God to help you prevail. Amen. How are we going to make it? How are we going to make it this old world? I mean, listen, they don't want to acknowledge God. They don't want to say nothing about God. They don't want to have nothing to do with God. But ain't it funny now that all this has happened? All the news feeds are saying this is a biblical proportion. But you don't even believe the Bible. Now I want to blame that on God. Well, God can cut. At my house, here's what happened. That thing hit, and it was all day long. Man, it was rough. It's bad like Hugo back in the 89. Amen. 90, I believe it was, when Hugo. Y'all remember Hugo? Man, that thing came up 26. I'll never forget that. What a storm, amen. But listen, about 4 o'clock Friday evening, it's like the switch turned off. That thing, everything just stopped moving. Sun came out, and it was unreal. It's like somebody turned the switch up. Listen, I'll tell you something. He's a God in heaven, amen. He's in control. He's trying to get our attention, amen. Are you in there? He's got the power. God's got more power than anything. Say amen right there, amen. I need you to help me tonight. I need you to help me to preach, amen. Hey, listen, we need power to perform, power to partake, and power to praise, amen. Listen, we didn't have, they didn't have Duke Power. Who y'all got over here? What y'all call y'all's power company? AP, you didn't have AP, amen. We used Duke Power, amen. Didn't have all these corporations to do this. They had to depend upon the power of God. With the help of the Lord, I want to preach on this thought tonight. Spiritual power outage. Spiritual power outage. The lamp of God went out. Number one, I want you to notice tonight the conditions. Look at chapter 2, verse number 12. Now listen, I'm going to calm down just a little bit. I am tired because of the weekend has toiled upon me, and usually I'm more wide open than I am right now, but for some reason it's more tired than, it's just weighed on me, but I'm going to preach anyway, amen. I'm going to go on through it anyway. Matter of fact, I had hiccups all day long, amen. And I thought, unto God, Brother Rick, I'm going to tell you to preach because I got hiccups so bad. But I sat down in that apartment, and when I opened up the Word of God, honest, listen, when I opened up and read my text while I was preaching on tonight, them things quit, amen. But they have worn me out today, amen. And Sam, I'm scared they're going to kick back, but that's all right. Somebody help me, man. Listen, we see the conditions here. Chapter 2, verse number 12, we see the circumstances. And the Bible said, now the sons of Eli were the sons of Belial, and they knew not the Lord. You know what that word Belial means? It means worthless. They was the sons of worthless. And they knew not the Lord. Listen, your church is no different than any other church I go into. I'm not dogging or downing you. We have good crowds on Sunday morning, but then it wanes away on Sunday night. Somebody help me right there. Then come Wednesday night, it even goes a little further. I understand people's got to work. I understand people's got to do things. Are you with me, amen? But listen, if the church house had to rely on that young crowd, if we was having homecoming, listen, I'll tell you something. McDonald's can't do but so much for you. Amen. Are you with me? It's the seasoned saints that cook the chicken and the chicken salad and tater salad. Somebody help me, amen. I can't. Somebody help me, amen. I'm just trying to tell you, listen, we see the conditions here. The sons of Eli were the sons of Belial, amen. What kind of conditions hinder the power? Now, we're going somewhere. I got to think about conditions. What conditions hinder the power? Well, I got to think about this weekend, wind. Huh? the wind. Now, I'm just going to give you a lot of this. It's just introduction, but really it's a message. But I'm going somewhere. Wind. Wind causes things to uproot. Every street I turned down and went down, you'd see a big old tree, oak tree, uprooted. I mean, something that was big, something you thought ain't no way. Listen, I've done a lot of earth work. I've done a lot of bulldoze work, track hoe work. I pushed a lot of trees down, and there was nothing to me. I'd love to get up against a big one just to see if I could push that booger over, amen. And they, some of them would not budge. They would not even push. They would not. I'd have to dig them out, dig a root ball out, and finally get them to fall. But you let the right storm come on. You listen to me. You let the right storm come, and that thing will fall. Amen. Some of you sitting here tonight, listen, ain't no way you're going anywhere. There ain't no way you're going to be pushed over. There ain't no way you're going to fall. But listen, you let the right storm come in your life. You ain't careful. Spiritual power outage. Is the wind blowing in your life? Are you listening to me? What storms got you uprooted? Uprooted some things in your life. How about this tonight? Water. Conditions, water. Flood, overwhelmed. Brother Benoit still got that Tate series you preached on being overwhelmed. Do you remember that? Have you preached that here? Hallelujah. You need to. Amen. Overwhelmed. That helped me years ago. Floods can knock the power out. In our house back last spring, there was a big rain came. I think we had 8 inches of rain in less than 2 hours. Are you listening to me? The river got up and they got, I don't know why. I don't know why we got to plant the power poles beside the river, amen. And that thing come down through there, a tree hit a power pole, snapped that thing, and the power line went down and knocked our whole community out of power. That water caused power outage. Are you listening to me? That flood, that overwhelming flood. What's overwhelmed you tonight? I mean, what's got you overwhelmed tonight? I mean, what's got you so... Listen, I'll tell you something. Listen, when COVID hit, we know what that did to us, amen. Listen, honey, I thought it's over. I thought ministry was over. I thought Rock of Ages is over. We ain't never going to get back in prison. But one morning, listen, I just went through heart surgery. I sat in my recliner. Brother Rick, I opened up the window and I heard the birds are singing. Whoa, glory to God. I heard the birds are singing, amen. They wasn't worried about COVID, amen. The dogs were barking. The deer was running, amen. Everything, the sun came up right on time, amen. And God showed me right then it don't matter. Hey, come this November, whoever gets elected, I don't like who might, and I hope not, we ain't going to go there. Say amen. That's that. But what I'm saying, next day, the sun's still going to come up. There's so many people tore up and tore out the frame right now about what the news is telling them. Listen, we ought to be alerted. We ought to be watching, ready, praying. Amen. But I said, God's in control. Amen. I said, the King is coming for such a time as this. Amen. You believe that God put us here? Listen, I don't like it. My wife said one time, she said, we watch Little House on the Prairie a lot. We got the box set. Are you listening to me? She'll say, I like to live during that time. I said, honey, you couldn't handle it. Amen. Neither could I. Amen. I can see me now trying to go around and preach like I do riding a buckboard wagon. Amen. Ain't happening. Amen. I ain't got nowhere to plug my sleep machine up at. Amen. Are you listening to me? Hit your team up. Are you kidding me? Amen. I mean, listen, I said, could you go out in the middle of the morning, go out to the corn crib, feed the chickens and all that? Oh, I love chickens. Yeah, you say that till you have to go feed them every morning. Amen. You got to feed the cows, milk the cows, get the milk, turn the butter. Are you listening to me? And you got to cook for the whole family. You can't run to McDonald's, can't run to Burger King, can't run to Bojangles. Somebody help me right there. Can't run to Press Barbecue. Amen. You got to cook every... I said, you couldn't handle it. She said, you couldn't handle it either. I said, amen. I admit that. Amen. Amen. They went to bed early, didn't they? Amen. The power, I mean, can you imagine when using them coal-burning lamps or them oil-burning lamps, man? I mean, that's something else. Can you imagine? We ain't going there, amen. But anyway, what I'm saying, listen, amen. I'm telling you, listen, what flood has got you overwhelmed tonight? I mean, really, friend, what, Christian, listen to me, what's got you overwhelmed in your life tonight? Listen, I was so excited about getting over here. I said, Lord, please let the power get on so I can go preach tonight. I wanted to be be here so bad this morning, but God said no, and I had to wait. They blocked our street off. I didn't even get to go to church anywhere this morning, but that was all right. God held me back for a reason, amen. Are you listening to me? I was going to get up early, drop in somewhere, and come on over here, but God said no. God said, I want you here with your wife so you can help her with all this mess that's going on. Are you listening to me? And 11:30, the power come on. I said, hallelujah. I done a cartwheel. Or at least I thought I did. I just put my hands on the floor. Brother, no, I did this right here. That was the extent of my cartwheel. Hey, man. Are you listening to me? I was excited the power was on. I said, give that hot water heater about 15 minutes. Amen. And I'm jumping in the shower. Boy, it ain't never felt so good. You know what I'm talking about this morning? This night, listen, it ain't never felt so good. You got sin in you. You got sin on you. You got something overwhelming you. There ain't nothing like coming to the altar and getting that thing right and getting cleaned up. Somebody help me right there. I mean, getting that mess off you, getting that overwhelming. You ever been bitter at somebody? You ever been mad at somebody? Have you ever been toting a load? Are you listening to me? I don't know why I'm hung up on this. You've been toting a load. You've been toting it for a long time. You're overwhelmed. Your job got you overwhelmed. Them kids got you overwhelmed. There's a situation got you overwhelmed. You need to come to the altar and get that off of you. Amen. Take you a spiritual bath and you might do you a Jeff Castle cartwheel. Amen. Amen. And that wore me out right there. 20 years ago, I'd have done one. Amen. Hey, but listen, what about this? And go to my next point. Conditions, wind, water, weight. Weight causes power to go out. When the snow and the ice comes, I found out something. My boy told me something this weekend. I didn't really realize it. We're riding down the road, and we're looking at trees. My son's an arborist. It's a fancy name for he cuts trees. Amen. He told me one day, he said, Daddy, I'm an arborist. I said, you're what? You know, they got medicine for that disease. Yeah. Called steel. Ying, ying. Amen. You get that after a while. Amen. And he said, we're saying, why did that big old dead tree, why did that hurricane not, you'd think that'd be the first to go. He taught me something. I kind of knew it, but didn't know it. He said, Daddy, let me ask you a question. So here we go. He talks like Barney Fife sometimes. Well, you see. You don't tell we watched too much of that too, amen. But don't think too much. But anyway, what I'm saying, listen. He said, you take the windmill and you take that propeller off that windmill, he said, the wind blows. What's going to happen to that windmill? I said, nothing. He said, that's exactly right. I said, what's that got to do with a tree? Ain't got no leaves, Daddy. He said, and them ones that's got leaves on it are weighed down with water. And then, well, I'm like, wow, hallelujah, something's took on this boy. Hey, he's got something. Hey, man, are you listening to me? Makes sense, don't it? It's the weight. You know why snow brings stuff down? It's the weight of it. Why ice brings it down? It's the weight of it. Cold weight weighs things down to the point of break. Hey, what's got you weighted down tonight? That you're to the point of breaking. Church, can I tell you something tonight? I've been there. I've been to the point of breaking. I've been to the point I thought, man, I can't take nothing else. Lord, have mercy, help me, Jesus. I've been to the point, brother, no, I thought there's nothing else. There's not another thing. There's not another phone call. There's nothing. I've been so overwhelmed and so weighted down. I thought if anything else comes, I'm going to bust. But it looks like that song they were singing. Amen. He's all I need. Hey, I said he's all I need tonight, amen. He's all I need tonight. Number two, watch this tonight. We see the conditions. His sons there were wicked. We see the connection. Look at chapter 2, verse number 29. And the Bible said, wherefore that kick you at my sacrifice and my offerings, which I have commanded in the habitations, and honorest thy sons above me, and makest yourselves fat. There's that weight with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. The connection got broken. What causes the connection to get broken? You see, if you ain't got no power, listen, if the power goes out in here tonight, it's because the connection gets broken. Are you with me tonight? Can I take a little drink of water? The connection gets broken. Well, what causes connection to get broken? Obstacles? Something in the way? When something gets in the way of power, when something gets in the way of that flow, it's an obstacle. Say amen right there. Are you with me? I'm trying to help you. Listen. They canceled our meeting this week in South Carolina Blitz. I was supposed to preach about 5 times in that meeting this week, and they canceled it, amen. So I'm about fit to be tied, needing somewhere to preach this week. Amen. Are you listening? But there's obstacles that'll get in your way. Are you listening to me? Something got in his way. Eli let his sons get in the way of him and God. I read it right there. He said, wherefore you kick against my sacrifice? He said, honors thy sons above me. Every time I come to Kingsport, I don't have to be Kingsport, Abington, be my hometown, your hometown, no matter what, Mount Airy, everywhere. I come by Abington and hit about, sometimes I don't make it to people's Sunday school because I'm driving that morning. Abington's got a big ball field up there. And that thing's plumb full on Sunday morning. Go by Kingsport right there at Eastman, that all 4 fields plumb. Oh, I know you ain't liking it, but that's all right. Back when I played ball, you didn't practice late on Wednesday night. And you did not play on Sunday. You didn't have running teams all over the... Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Your youngins ain't going to make the NFL. And they're not going to make the MLB. And they're not going to play with LeBron. My youngins good. You're going to wear them out. Well, my daughter cheers. She's not going to be Miss Beauty Queen. Amen. Somebody help me right there. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to get old, fat, and ugly like the rest of us. Somebody help me right there. Somebody will jump up and say hallelujah. Amen. I mean, it's going to happen, amen. That's good preaching because it's happening there, Jason, amen. It's happening. Hair turns loose, teeth turn. Man, they put metal parts in you, man. When the rapture happens, they're going to be a mess land right here in this pile right here, amen. Pig valve, wire, false, a partial, amen. A lens implant. Amen, it's going to be a mess, right? But the rest of them are going to be gone. Somebody help me right there, amen. I said there's obstacles. What's in your way tonight? What's got the power blocking the flow tonight? There's objects. Objects will fall down. Objects, trees will fall. Listen, Eli failed to keep thyself from the Lord. Look what he said there. He said, wherefore kick ye at my sacrifices? He's kicking at them, amen. Eli kicked against the things of the Lord. How come we're like that? We're living in a day and age people are kicking against the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, I was riding every day, or not every day, every other week to Pennsylvania. I tried so hard to go back to pastor, and I put my name in the hat everywhere. That's how I met Brother Coulter, amen. It was that close to being their pastor, that close. That close over here in Churchill, Tennessee. That close. Brother Rick knows the story, and it didn't happen. Are you listening? Wasn't God's will, somebody didn't want, I don't know, I ain't going to go there. Are you listening to me? And listen, met Brother Colt, listen, and God helped me riding up Pennsylvania. I think it was 2015, 2016, right now, Brother Vanoy, I was crying. I said, God, nobody knows me up here. Lord, if you just want me to travel to Pennsylvania and preach and nobody ever know who I am, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with just being, because I've always been where I can see it happening. Are you listening to me? When I pastored, it went from 12 to 200. I mean, 85 souls got saved the last year out there. I mean, man, it got on. But listen, nobody was knowing who I was. And God finally said, listen, I finally got you where I want you when it ain't about you and it's all about me. I said, God, it's all about you. I'll travel this road if nobody ever knows me, if they never know my name. I preach your name. I preach for you. As long as you get the glory, things started turning around then. I got them obstacles. I got me out of the way. I got Jeff out of the way. Are you listening to me? Amen. Never what I thought. Listen, I didn't even think Rock of Ages knew I was in the world. Amen. Been with them for about 8-9 years now. And now I'm down there teaching the new missionaries in some of the classes, even writing some of the curriculum. They just put out a book. Glory to God, the Lord let me write. Oh, you listen to me. I said, that's God. When you get you out of the way, that's when God will show up and show out. Amen. But they kicked. He kicked against the things of God. Oh, listen, God is so good. Amen. God is so good. That's a long ways up and down there. I'm going to quit running up down there. I'm about to run out of breath. Amen. Objects falling. Overload. We get overloaded, don't we? You know, if that transformer gets overloaded, it's going to blow. Right? You ever seen a transformer blow? Boy, it's a mess. I'm going somewhere. Just hang on. Amen. What's what he says to him? Make yourselves fat. He overloaded on things. Listen, you back up over in verses over there. Ain't got time to go there. They said, we'll get to him in just a second. He overloaded, the transformer burned up. I remember a verse, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. You know what's wrong with us as a church? We quit being transformed.
Right.
We're so overloaded with the world. We got our favorite preachers on Facebook. We got our favorite preachers, what this one and that one says. Hey, man, ain't that right? I'll tell you something, friend. Listen, we let things get in our way. We get overloaded with the world. We get overloaded with the things of the world. We all do. I do. You do. Hey, man, ain't that right? Oh, we got to be careful. Then we get like this right here. Listen to this verse. We get overcharged. Chapter 21 of Luke. I got to flip to that one. I still got time. It's just a shade under 10 o'clock. Some of you just looked. Amen. Listen. Chapter 21 of Luke. Chapter 21, 34. And take heed to yourself, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with sulfuritan. Did I say that right? Sulfuritan. He said, what is sulfuritan? He said, and the drunkenness and cares of this life of the day come upon you unawares. What's he talking about? The Lord's coming. The Lord's coming. It's where we're at right now. The Lord's coming. Sulfuritan. I got interested in that word. It means overcharge. It means the giddiness and headache caused by drinking in excess. It's a headache or a seizure of pain by drunkenness. It means a glutton. Amen. It means he was overcharged. Too much. Too much. This world's too much. Too much. Too much. Too much abortion. Too much he-she. Too much. Too much. Till it's bled in on us. I've noticed in my own preaching, I've tried to, not even try, but I've noticed it's bled in. And you're almost like, hold it, can I say that? Are you with me? Amen. Hey, we're overcharged. Amen. Hey, listen what I'm saying. Listen, you can back up over there. Verse number 16, while I was reading that, he said there, and if any man say unto him, let him not fail of thee, burn the fat, present presently, and then take his soul as much as thy soul desire, then he would as the soul desire, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it to me now. If not, I will take it by force. They were supposed to have so much of that offering there. But his son said, we ain't taking so much, we're taking it all. Overcharged. Are you with me? I'm going somewhere and hang on. Here it is. I've done all that and said all that to get to this. We see, number one, the conditions. Number two, we see the connection got broken. But number three, I want you to notice the conduction. In order for power to get in here, it's got to have something that lets it flow. It's got to have something that'll conduct it. I understand. Hey, you tell me, can you explain how copper wire, anything, there's certain things that are conductors. I found out what conductor. One time my stepdaddy was digging post holes with the tractor. We was uptown. I thought we had died and went to heaven. We wasn't in church, but I thought, man, this is heaven. We was doing it the old-fashioned way. He borrowed somebody's post hole digger on tractor. I thought, what is that? He buried that thing in the ground, and some white styrofoam stuff come up out of the ground. I thought, what is that? We dug into a milk jug or something. And about the time I swatted to move it back, he said, stop. Bam! I got conducted. Anybody know what I got into? we hit the house main underground. Amen. What is it, 440 or something like that? I mean, we hit me, and all I got was the ground off of it. I conducted real good. I mean, it rolled me off down in the yard, Brother Mike. Amen. I was a rolling. I said, what happened? He said, oh, man. He said, I'm glad it didn't kill you. He said, it just bit you. I said, if that's a bite, I don't want it to eat me. Amen. Hey, man, are you with me? Amen. Listen, what I'm saying, listen. Listen, this is what lets the power flow through. We see the reduction of light. Look at verse number 3 back there, text. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. And Samuel laid down to sleep. Do you know Samuel's name means lofty? Ascension comes from a word meaning to... mean to go up, ascend, climb, spring up, arise, and mount up. That's what Elijah's name means. Eli's name means to get up, church. We're to get up. Amen. So many times we're down. So many times we're down. We're way down. We're beat down. And then we see, but in verse number 2, it said he laid down. We see the reduction of life. He's laid down now. You know, the lamp of God went out. You know, he didn't get any oil. No oil. You know what oil stands for? We know it stands for the Holy Ghost. We understand it, but also type of holiness. Right. Are you listening to me? Where have we let down on our holiness at? We don't have that oil no more. I believe them ladies over here. I believe that piano player over here. I believe that bass player. I believe that choir got in some oil. It started dripping off of them. There's a difference between talent and touch. I'm wanting to do this. I hope this is the Lord. I'll find out if it is. If it ain't, it'll just be me. It won't go nowhere. Once I wandered in sin's black night, and there was no way I could make my wrongs right. Then that old accuser to the Lord did cry, here is a sinner, now he must die. Then I heard a voice saying, Father, I'll go and I'll pay his sin debt at Calvary's flow. I'll bear in my body the marks of that old cross to save anybody who is sin sick and lost. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of that old sea. It's still the blood of Jesus that brings victory to me. There are those who rely on the works that they do, and some men count on the times they pray through. But when the battle's over and the last song is up, I'll go home through the blood of my Father's precious Son. Sing it with me. And it's still the blood that saves from sin. It's still the blood that cleanses within, from the highest star in heaven to the depths of that old sea. It's still the blood of Jesus. I'm not even a singer. I don't like to sing. When God puts you on, you try to do it. Ain't God good? I said it's still the blood. You ain't going to get around it. You can try all this other stuff, all this. You still build it on the blood. I was reading in Acts early this morning, about 4 o'clock. He said, whom he purchased this church with his own precious blood. I said Eli had a reduction of the light. Didn't have no oil. I'm glad I got the oil tonight, ain't you? Some of you quit getting oil when you come to the house of God. It's just a meeting and it's not church no more. It's just another Sunday night service and it's not church no more. Are you with me? There's the revealing of the Lord. Verse number 7, we're almost done. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. That jumped out at me. Eli didn't lead those placed in his care. He didn't show Samuel the word of the Lord. Here God's placed Samuel in his life and God was on him. And Eli let down on his holiness. Are we letting down on our holiness to these kids? I'm sick and tired. I'm not trying to be me here and hear how it used to be. Hearing how revivals used to be. And that's good, but it ain't doing our kids no good for now. Well, it used to be, boy, I remember Billy Kelly, and I can lay you a list of names. But I live in 2024. And I need something for right now. I know Ron Garris when he was with Rockabilly. I know Ed Blue. Why he was that was all great and good. Thank God for them men that paved the way. God's put you and I here for such a time. I remember Sister So-and-so. She shouted. Why ain't you shouting? I remember Brother So-and-so just dropping ball. He, whoa! Where's your woo at? Amen. Are you in? Preacher, we don't do them kind of things no more. Why not? If we was at a ball game. Every time I come over here and preach, where's it at we at? Brother Richard Webb, little preacher like he is, he got more power, more God on him than most preachers I know. Nobody even knows him. And I go to preach at his little storefront church. Brother Vanoy, he'll say this right here. He'll get up and he said, it's preaching time in Tennessee. Wonder where he got that from. Cut some of y'all, you're going to bleed orange. Just like down in Bama. Oh, Bama, Bama, Bama. You know more about the football score than you knew about who got saved. Amen. Uh-oh. The revealing of the Lord. Who have you not shown the Lord to? And last of all, is the resistance of the leader. Look at verse 13, 14. I'm done. For I have told him, what's what the Lord said? Verse 12 said, in that day I will perform against Eli all the things that I have spoken. Mark it down, God finishes what he starts. Concerning his house, when I begin, I will also make an end. I have told him I will judge his house forever in the iniquity which, here it is. I preached all night to get to this. Which he knoweth. I'm going to be brutally honest. I got an older son that's 29. He's told me some things he did when he was at home I did not know. Had I known, I probably would have smashed him. I probably would have whooped him. What would you say, Brother Noah? What's the difference between a whipping and a whooping? It stuck with me. Three-legged shy of eternity. Amen. I've had some of them. We'd be better off if we get the woodshed back. More got busted at the woodshed besides wood. Say amen right there. Amen. You wouldn't have school killings and shootings if you took a boy out here and let him really kill an animal and skin that thing and realize what life's all about instead of sitting on a video game killing thousands of things and not having no remorse. Say amen. But now I got a younger son. There's some things that's come out. Ain't so bad as I took it bad, but I brought it to the forefront. I said, what is this? Daddy had any man. I said, I don't care. You ain't lying to me, son. Ain't not my house. That's for me and my house. We're going to, here's what I'm saying. If you know about it, it's one thing not to know. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You can't do a thing about that you don't know. There's some things I did I don't want my mama ever to know that I did at home. Somebody help me right there. I'm glad it's turned to the blood. Amen. Those things that we know that goes on in our house. What's going on at your house? Watch, he said, for that I know he knows. Because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained him not. Verse 14, and therefore I have sworn unto his house of Eli, that in iniquity in Eli's house shall not be purged. We sacrifice our offering forever. Here, when God said that's it, that's done. There comes a time when God says it's too late. Everybody says we got plenty of time. We're right there. It was too late. It was too late. I'm trying to help you right here. Listen, when the power, spiritual power outages, Eli knew the sin that was in his house and he did nothing about it. Why has the light gone out in our houses? Because there's sin in it and we do nothing about it. Sometimes it's hard to confront sin. I didn't want to preach this message. I want to preach on land of Goshen. I want to go over there a good message. But God says preach on spiritual power outage. What's in your house that you know of that you need to deal with? I've had to deal with it. Ain't no fun dealing with it. I remember one time, I'm going to tell you this and I'll close. Somebody said years ago, you need to watch this movie. You need to watch this. Man, it's awesome. Everybody in church is watching it. It's several, 20-some years ago. We thought it'd be good. I'm not trying to be mean. Yeah, we watched that thing. Halfway through it, I looked at Miss Paula and I said, I can't believe church people are watching this. What movie was it? I ain't telling you, because you might have watched it. You might own it. You might think it's all... Ain't it funny how we think some things are all right? 20, 30 years ago, they throwed that transgender mess on us with all the little TV programs. Didn't he? The devil's slick at what he does. The devil's slick at what he does. Oh, really? You mean Bugs Bunny warps people's minds? I watched plenty of Bugs Bunny and I was all right. I know if the coyote falls off a cliff and he don't die, that's not right. Amen? I learned something from Coyote. Don't buy Acme products. Amen? Somebody help me, man. Ain't that right? And look at what they look at now. Say amen right there. What sin do you know about that's in your house that you need to deal with? Let me close with this. If you're not a conductor, you're a resistor. I don't want to be a resistor. Eli knew the iniquity that was in his house. He let it hinder him and the power went out. The lamp of God went out. I believe the lamp of God is slowly going out in America. The only reason we've not raptured yet, they're still just a remnant. There, don't be fooled. Don't buy into this. People are saying, all that wickedness, we know and we've heard it. Asheville is the San Francisco of the East Coast. Y'all heard that, right? But there's still some good churches and good people that live there. And they're hurting and they're missing. And I don't think their lamp would... Good, it happens, it rains on the just and the unjust. By the grace of God, it all I lost was a refrigerator full of stuff. I know where my boys are. I know where my wife's at tonight. The power did come on. Thank God I did get to take a shower. And you're thanking God too. Amen. But I'm talking about spiritual power outage. I'll tell you something, church. I don't want the power to go out on Rock of Ages. The ministry, I feel like, Brother Rick, I know it's not really like this, but I feel like the ministry rests on me. If I don't go to these churches and tell who we are, a lot of people don't know who we are anymore. I'm interested in young preachers. I want to talk to them and be interested in them. Interested in them like you was me. I take a lot of what you did with me and take it to others. Are you listening to me? I've been with them big name preachers that made me get off the pew. Son, that's my pew. That's where we sit. As Dr. Long say, puke on that mess. Amen. Amen. But don't let the power go out in the house of God. By the way, don't let the power go out. You got a fine man of God. You got a good place here. You got a good. Let's don't let the power go out. Let's all stand by our heads for the prayer. Y'all too easy to preach to. Too easy. Too much liberty, and you ought to thank God for that. Brother Vinoy, I don't know how you want to conduct the. Let me just carry on with the altar call.